It's my privilege to have as my guest today Dr. Lena Wen, an emergency physician and public health professional at George Washington University, also former health commissioner for the city of Baltimore. I know you have so many calls on your expertise at the moment. I'm really grateful to you for making the time for us, Lena. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you so much, Judith.
Matthew Hudson, writing in The New Yorker, said, quote, "Some coronaviruses can produce lethal diseases like SARS. Others are among the causes of the common cold. So what is this invisible entity that has brought the world to its knees?"
This is a novel coronavirus, and the disease is COVID-19. The virus itself is called SARS-CoV-2. This particular disease is so dangerous for the following reasons. One is it's new, which means that no one in society has immunity to it, and there is no vaccine and no treatment for it yet. The second is that it is highly transmittable. It's very, very infectious, and so spreads very quickly through society. And then you combine that with a third characteristic, which is that it could cause severe disease. About 20% of people who get COVID-19 end up requiring hospitalization. 5% require critical care, for example, being on a ventilator. And the death rate, the mortality rate, is about 1% based on what we understand so far. So you combine all of these characteristics, and this is the reason why it's caused so much havoc and really so many infections and deaths all around the world.
What long-term effects do you think that this pandemic is likely to have on the way that we conduct our lives?
Well, there's no doubt that in the short term, this pandemic has caused social change and disruption in a way that we could not possibly have imagined just a few months ago. And there are people who are making enormous sacrifices. Everyone is making sacrifices, but the individuals here in our city of Baltimore who now cannot go to school, and perhaps school was the only place that they got a meal and was their safe place, or so many people who have lost their livelihoods as a result. I mean, people have made tremendous sacrifices, especially the most vulnerable among us. And I think it will take some time for us to heal and to come back from that, especially given how long some degree of social distancing may have to take place. I do hope that in the long run, we will see that social distancing does not mean social isolation, that there will be a way for us to come together even stronger than before, because so many of these rifts in society are being exposed in such an apparent way. The deep-seated disparities, and now we're seeing the racial disparities being reflected in the disproportionate death rates among African Americans compared to whites. We're also seeing so many disparities that are associated with longstanding problems of not having universal access to healthcare, and how poverty plays a big role on health. I hope that long-term we'll be able to address these underlying systemic issues as we also recognize the importance of public health and bolster public health infrastructure and funding so that we can prevent the next pandemic from wreaking this type of havoc on our society.
It's been my privilege to talk to Dr. Lena Wen. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
Thank you very much, Judith.